Nolte, high-profile leftists victimized by violent crime, now will Democrats care? By John Nolte on October 3, 2023. Several high-profile leftists have been victimized over the past few days by the violent crime wave that they either helped to unleash or downplayed. Now, will Democrats care? Could this be another case like New York City? A city that, just a few months ago, was a smug sanctuary city. Until it actually had to give sanctuary to about only 1% of the illegal aliens invading our country? Oh, now, the Democrats who run New York are worried about the border. Now that it's your elite city being destroyed by Joe Biden's third world invasion, border security suddenly matters. When it was working-class border towns being destroyed, New York not only didn't care, New York encouraged this by encouraging illegal immigration with its sanctuary status. Related, Democrat NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. I'm not going to lie. I love watching New York City being destroyed by its own policies. Watching New York's destruction fills me with joy. New Yorkers voted for this. Everyone should get what they vote for. Murder, however, is nothing to be happy about. And there have been two murders of high-profile leftists who are now the tragic victims of their own ideology. Add to that a Democrat congressman who got carjacked outside his Washington, D.C., apartment Monday night. Philadelphia journalist Josh Krueger was 39 years old and was shot 7 times in his home. A Philadelphia journalist who weeks ago disputed reports that crime was rising in the city was shot dead early Monday. Look, it's that lawless land of liberals in Philly where shootings are dropping to levels not seen in years. We are dependent on national trends, for better or worse. It's unfair to blame local cops for rising crime. Inaccurate to credit with drops, Josh Krueger had posted on X in July. 2 days before his murder, Krueger mocked Dilbert creator Scott Adams for predicting that Joe Biden's presidency meant there's a good chance you'll be dead. The Dilbert dude is like Nostradamus, Krueger snarked. Look at this prediction from 2020. Wow. Eerie. Social justice activist Ryan Carson was 32 years old and was fatally stabbed to death in New York on Monday. Ryan Carson, 32, was standing at a bus stop with his girlfriend when they were approached by a man who asked Carson what he was looking at, reports say. The man then repeatedly stabbed him in the chest. Carson was later pronounced dead at Kings County Hospital. The shocking and apparently unprovoked attack has led to an outpouring of grief from friends and colleagues who remembered Carson as a tireless social justice advocate who dedicated himself to making the world a better place. Per the reports, Carson was murdered around 4 a.m. in front of his girlfriend and then died in her arms. Nevertheless, police say they have no description of the suspect. His girlfriend was right there. She didn't see the guy? Representative Henry Queller, DTX, was carjacked by 3 armed assailants Monday night in Washington, D.C. The Associated Press reported that a statement on the incident was released that said in part, as Congressman Queller was parking his car this evening, 3 armed assailants approached the congressman and stole his vehicle. Luckily, he was not harmed and is working with local law enforcement. Fox News noted that the carjacking occurred around 9:30 p.m. Queller's car was recovered, and the congressman was not harmed during the incident. Queller was outside his apartment when the incident occurred. Again, I take no pleasure in seeing anyone hurt or murdered. But now that the sowers are finally doing the reaping, maybe some good can come from this with a return to sane criminal justice policies. America knows how to make our cities safe. Living with this horror is a choice. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.